and friends. I'm Val.
I'm Courtney.
And I'm Lisa.
And this is My Perfect Romance.
Bow, chicka, bow, bow.
What about all of you?
Or how about my sweet love?
I think we all have a different idea about what romance is.
Well, what is the perfect romance?
Gosh, I don't know, but let's find out. Okay.
Hi. We went out dancing. It's been a good night. Yeah. Valerie's got a goose egg the size of probably a grape.
Yeah, I know. Mystery.
On her.
I loved it. We went on a walk and we're like, well, let's just bark off on our walk. I started off as just like a simple walk. And then
that's right.
We had
a mission and then we got called elsewhere.
Yeah,
so we dipped into this bar that had some good music, and we
danced. But had I known we were going to be dancing, I would not have eaten so much Indian food, because like I was going to puke the entire time we were dancing. But it was awesome.
It was a lot.
Especially when we were doing that funky kicky thing. I don't even know
That's how you got that music.
I don't know. Really?
You were doing that. Cop my joke. Her little legs are going up.
We're the last one.
Oh my gosh.
That's fun.
I should have broken into a Russian dance and you go down to the ground. Ha! Ha!
You almost were doing that.
If anyone could do it, it's you. I don't know anybody that can do standing side splits. Seriously.
Yeah, no, I have seen her on a bar.
Yeah.
Like doing the splits on a bar.
Like a stripper pole.
Yeah. 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 Her legs go on both sides. That makes sense.
It's impressive.
Up and down. Yep. And she holds on like in the middle, like by her crotch. And she's
so like most people can't do the splits with gravity assisting them, but she can do them. Fighting gravity.
I know.
Because I'm a fighter. I kick you in the head because you get 2 points for headshots when sparring.
It's amazing.
Valerie is amazing in so many ways. And that was one of them where I thought, dang, this girl, look at that.
See, if you buy me a drink, you get your money's worth.
I think we went to some karaoke night where they had a bar. Remember, like, way back when?
10 years ago.
It was longer.
Oh, my gosh, it was.
It was.
Was that the night we were dancing around the pig? And we had the Rastaman.
No, it was even before that. It was before then.
Oh, my gosh.
We went. It was at the Long Bridge.
It was. Yeah. And that place has, like, been closed. Or is it reopened?
No,
I don't know.
But they had a dancing pole.
Oh, yes.
And karaoke. That's and we right. went there. And
and we were joking. And someone was, I don't even know how it came up. But then,
Just
we were all
naturally like, Valerie started spinning on
the of course.
Pink Pony Club.
I feel like you missed a calling, Val. For sure.
You know, I really think I should have been a madam.
You would have. I think I can see myself as a madam. I'm
the prostitute.
Yeah, I'd be like, get in line, girls.
Shape them up, poke them out.
Oh my god. Yes.
No, I just think I should have. I am like
a madam.
Madam.
Well, it's not too late. Should we talk about this movie we watched?
Yes.
It was good. I watched it with Libby.
That's funny.
Of course.
What did she think?
She really liked it.
Well, Lisa and I were just talking a minute ago, and I felt like we had reviewed this before. I feel like we talked about it. Maybe I know I read the book.
Yeah, I didn't know it was a book.
I think I read the book last summer after Alaska.
Oh, makes sense.
And the movie came out and I watched the movie and they're both, just for the listeners' sake, they're different. Different endings and, you know, some differences, but very similar.
It's the same idea, concept.
Yeah. And I can't say I liked one more than the other.
They both had their
positive to you. Positive. I just love Anne Hathaway, though. Lisa looks like Anne Hathaway.
And when you said that, I thought, yes, she does. Mm-hmm. She looks very much like Anne Hathaway.
We are both pale and dark-haired.
And tall and beautiful.
Lips. And
yeah.
Just,
You're both stunning.
Making fish lips at you. So Anne Hathaway is one of the love interests. Mm-hmm. She plays Soline. Yes. Did I say that right?
Soline.
And then
is it Soline?
Soline. Mm-hmm. It's a French name. It's a beautiful name, actually.
It is a really pretty name.
Nicholas Galitzine plays Hayes Campbell, and Hayes Campbell is the fictional lead singer of August Moon, the world's hottest boy band the planet. So this story is basically about an unexpected romance with the 24-year-old lead singer of August Moon, Hayes Campbell, and 40-year-old single mom, Soline.
Mm-hmm.
Just regular run-of-the-mill mom.
Yep.
So that's the premise of this movie. And yeah.
Well, I thought it was the meeting was pretty cute.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So she is recently divorced, right? We're talking like a year
or
two.
I think two years.
A year or two.
I feel like it's been longer. When
she was telling him the story, she said, maybe 2 or 3 years ago, because she says, telling some friends, I was gossiping about someone who's like, oh, they don't know that their partner's having an affair.
Yeah.
And everybody at the table went silent.
Mm-hmm. And that's how she figured out her husband.
And then she confronted her husband when they got home, and he told her, yeah, I'm in love and I'm leaving you
for he's a lawyer. Mm-hmm. And it's probably his secretary,
I think it was a colleague or something. I don't feel like she was a lawyer, but she might have been like a
paralegal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Paralegal. Okay. And she and her husband met very young, got married very young, had kids very young.
Had Izzy I think she said she might have been
22.
Yeah.
I want to say, but then the reason I say that is because I'm like, oh, so was I, you know? Like,
well, she was older than that though, because if she's 40 and her daughter in the movie was 16, mm-hmm. then she was 23 when she got pregnant.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. had her at 24.
So it's not too young.
Not too young.
But she thinks it was too young, and mm-hmm. I don't disagree. Speaking from experience, but I wouldn't change a thing.
Yeah. Got great kids.
Yeah. So the movie starts, they're like in a rush, they're getting ready to go camping.
She's going to go camping.
Because dad bought the kids tickets to Coachella.
He was going to take stage passes
like VIP
to see August Moon.
Yeah. To meet and greet August Moon.
And August Moon has been like posters all over the daughter's bedroom. Like she's been a huge fan of them for years.
Let's clear this up though.
Yes,
she
exactly.
wasn't in the Haynes.
No.
Haynes.
I can't remember which boy band member she was in.
Yeah, she was into a different one, not the one her mom.
I think she was into Simon.
Oh,
Rory.
Rory.
Oh,
Rory.
Is it Rory?
I couldn't tell
any of their
names. But yeah, so she wasn't into the guy that Soline.
Yeah.
Yeah. Soline. And technically she had moved past boy bands now into angry women. Angry female artists.
Oh, yeah, the daughter.
Yeah. She's like, this is so like 8th grade dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's not into the band as much as she used to be. She's kind of moved on and interested in other things. So when they go to Coachella, she's off like discovering other venues, and Anne Hathaway has to kind of sit and wait in this little area for the meet and greet.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she has to go to the bathroom. So she asks them, she says, where is the bathroom? And this lady points her in the direction of these trailers. So Soline walks to this trailer that she thinks is the public bathroom and she walks in and she knocks, what goes in the door, trailer, and knocks on the door and waits. And then Haynes comes out and she doesn't recognize her.
And he's like, what are you doing here?
Stuff like that. She's like, do you mind? So I go to the bathroom.
Yeah, like, exactly what she said. Yeah, do you mind? Why are you keeping on me? Okay, I guess.
And so she goes in and goes to the bathroom.
She goes in, does her business, like washes her hands, checks her hair out. And she comes out and he's sitting on the couch.
And she's like,
what are you doing here?
Yeah, are you a creeper?
Can you imagine like being that guy? Like, yeah. that's totally something I would do.
He was weirded out in a way because she didn't know who he was.
Yes.
And I think he just kind of couldn't quite figure it out.
Yeah. And he kind of liked that.
Because he's so used to everybody knowing who he is. He can't go anywhere.
Yeah.
He has to hide in his car.
Yeah. So to have this, like, I mean, really beautiful woman just come into his trailer and not recognize
him. Recognize him when there's been posters in her daughter's bedroom.
Well, no.
Because she liked the other one.
She liked the other one. And maybe you're just not paying that close of attention.
I would have known.
There are some.
I wouldn't have.
There are like teenage boy bands right now. I would have no idea who they are.
I couldn't even name a single teenage boy band right now. Except for like, I think there's this BTK Korean pop.
Yeah, but they've been around for a long time. Yeah.
Oh, they've been around a long time? Yeah. I don't know.
What's another boy band?
I don't know.
Is there one right now that's like.
I'm sure. There's always a boy band.
Oh, what about the one that what's his name was in? You know, he's got the Harry Styles.
One Direction. But that's like 10 years ago.
You know where Harry Styles?
That's One Direction.
That's One Direction?
Yeah, but that was like 10 years ago.
Well, so if I met like anyone else but Harry Styles, maybe even Harry Styles, if I bumped to him in the bathroom, be like, hi.
I don't think that most celebrities look like themselves because we don't see them. Like looking normal, I wouldn't recognize them.
Yeah, they're gonna look like you know the Instagram girl who's like, I have a filter on right now.
I just became aware of Harry Styles like maybe a year or two ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't know who he was until like suddenly, like I did, and then he's everywhere. But I feel like even if I did kind of bump into him, I like in a interesting place like that, I probably wouldn't.
Realize.
So like, oh my God, that's Harry Styles. I'd be like, you kind of look familiar, but anyway, you're in the bathroom and I need to get in there.
Yeah. Do you mind?
Well, I think like the premise of that whole meeting, that would never happen. Like even our podunk little local music festival, like the trailers are sectioned off. They're gated. Like you can't just wander back to where they're at.
You can't just be like, well.
I think they were saying that it was because like she was in the VIP area and that's why she had kind of access to them in a sense. But yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah. That's not going to happen.
I don't think so.
And people were dressed in a lot of clothing to be at Coachella. I'm like, most people I think are in strings. Uh-huh. Like I just like the vibe wasn't right, but it was cute anyway.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it would have to take just the right circumstances with like security looking the wrong way or whatever. So that would be, that meeting would be very unlikely.
Yes.
Likely could happen.
Yes.
But unlikely.
I think my favorite part of that whole like thing is like, he's like, well, do you want to stay? And she's like, why would I stick around? He's like, well, I mean, let's hang out. I'd like to get to know you. Mm-hmm. And then his like assistant shows up to get him dressed and she's getting him dressed. And she's like, another person's dressing you.
Yeah.
Like a 2-year-old. I'm like, oh my gosh. I just thought that was hilarious.
He's like, well, usually, but sometimes I can't. And then, the lady makes him change his clothes and.
Mm-hmm. Awkward, but so he's later on, she's in the middle of the crowd and he's singing songs and she's somehow he spots her in the crowd and dedicates a song.
Yeah, he pulls his boy group in and he's like, they huddle and then suddenly they break away into some dance and he's like singing directly to her. He's pointing to her. They're all pointing to her.
He showed her the big cam, and that's why, yeah. Like, it was, and so that's how he figured out where she was, because she came up as a, you know, showed her and her daughter and their friends for a second on the big cam during one of the songs.
Yeah.
Well, he dedicated that song to her.
I know.
And it did the trick, because I think she kind of liked it.
I mean,
who wouldn't?
If
wouldn't.
Someone sang a romantic song to you in front of the
whole world. If you had a 24-year-old guy, yeah, think that you were hot, a good-looking 24-year-old guy.
Oh, yes.
Think you were hot.
For sure.
You can't tell me that you wouldn't be flattered.
Yes, oh, yeah, you'd be flattered, but, like, especially if he's, like, some hot, like, famous guy on stage singing to you, how would you not be just...
La la.
The idea.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So then she goes home to her back to her regular life and goes back to working at her little gallery, and it's all quiet. And who walks in the next day?
Yes, that's right. Hayes Campbell shows up. Because somebody dropped something about that. That so
oh,
like,
when they were going through the line with her daughter. Her daughter, you know, had the meet greet. So she talked to him and had a quick conversation with him
during the meet and greet. Yeah, during the meet and greet. And somebody says something about her working at the gallery. Mm-hmm. And drops
and he
the
remembered
name.
That.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
He shows up the next day. Mm-hmm. And
buys everything in the gallery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he says, let's go have lunch. But because he's so famous and can be recognized everywhere, they end up going to her house. And her refrigerator stops working. So he helps her clean out the refrigerator. It's pretty cute.
It is cute. Yeah. And they like have
and then she makes him a sandwich. And then doesn't he start playing her piano?
Mm-hmm. He starts playing her piano and trying out a new song.
Well, they have a really intense personal conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And she shares, you know, falling in love with her ex-husband and how being vulnerable, you know, can get you hurt.
Mm-hmm. What did she say to him? She's like, you're not even a person until you hit 30. Then you spend the next 10 years trying to figure out who you want to be. And so she was just explaining, like, I was so young. I didn't even know who I was. I wasn't even like formulated yet.
And I think she's also insinuating, like, that you're that young too.
You don't
know either.
Mm-hmm. But he's got this ideal of what he wants.
But
what he thinks he wants.
But he's like, no, I do want you right now.
Yeah.
And he pulls her in while he's on the piano bench, and they kind of have a little moment where she's sitting on the piano, the keyboard, the keys of the piano. It's pretty sexy, I think.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he's kind of buries his face in her breasts.
I think there might have been a little motorboating. I'm not sure. I can't quite remember. And well, like he had like a dollar bill between his teeth.
I think that's kind of sexy, to tell you the truth.
I mean, so I want to, what do you think? Like, what did he see in this, like, motherly
Anne Hathaway
figure?
Is absolutely gorgeous.
I mean, she is, no doubt. But I mean, and there are instances of like younger men going for older women and they call them cougars.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, do you think that society thinks that that's like acceptable or?
Well, I just saw something on Instagram the other day about, and this guy was like basically targeting his speech to younger men or maybe even younger women. Mm-hmm. Like the idea of why is there a trend now of younger men liking older women, and he kind of had a list.
Really?
Well,
I can't remember, but it was basically, you know, older women can dance.
Yeah, we actually can dance.
But what I mean by that is, you know, we went out and danced tonight and we did not give a care who was watching. Mm-hmm. We had so much fun. And when you're younger, you are care too much about what people think.
Yeah.
And it inhibits you in so many ways. So when you're older, you kind of get past that.
And I think that we also are from a generation where we weren't raised in the generation of, if you ever do anything embarrassing, it's going to be recorded for life and
everything. That's true, too.
So we have this, like, you know, we didn't grow up being terrified of
being humiliated for the rest of our life over anything
we do in a day.
Yeah. And I mean, there is the piece of a younger generation also being, having your head in your phone.
Yeah.
And being very caught up in social media.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe older women are past that. Some older women are not as into that
they
as younger women.
They weren't programmed that way. Like, I hate to say it, but like, we didn't grow up with this, like, changing the network of our brain.
Mm-hmm.
Like, our children have had cell phones in their hands since they were 10.
Yeah.
And they have rewired the way their brain is compulsively drawn to these phones.
Yes.
And it's hard for them to get away from them. And it's awful.
Well, even how we were talking tonight about how we wish that young women would support each other more and move past, like, trying to always be what they think a man or a boy wants. And being more at, when you get a little older, it's more about what you want.
Mm-hmm.
What do I want? I don't care about living my life for the opposite sex. I'm living my life for me.
Mm-hmm.
And that is attractive. I mean, you know, and I think I feel like if I had any advice to give younger women, that would be it. Is live your life for you and live your life to be... like, to make yourself a better human in your career.
Absolutely. You need to be self-actualized.
Yes.
Oh, that takes time. It does.
It does, but you can start earlier in doing that.
You can still respect a love, but the best thing you can do to respect a love when you're, you know, a teenager or young 20s, the best thing you can do, if you truly love that person, the best thing you do for the future of your relationship with them is self-actualize yourself.
But here's the deal about that. Like, I get that, but you, like she was saying, you're not even a person until you're 30. And that's not a lie. Like, your brain is still developing. And I feel so bad that we have allowed our children to be rewired by their phones and their brains are developing at slower rates because of it.
That's true.
And so they're taking a lot longer to get to that point.
That's true.
I know for a fact, like, I was a totally different person. I was thrown into becoming an adult because I did have
kids.
But
Corbin is as old as you were when you had him.
Right. That's crazy to me. But, like, I was not the same person at 21 as I was at 25. The amount of growth and development that happens in those years, like, I was nowhere near self-actualized. And not even till, I agree, 30. There you go. That's how long it took me, at least.
Well,
to realize,
I mean,
what the hell I'm doing here.
I just would think that, you know, and touching a little bit on another movie that we're going to review, is that if you could give yourself any advice as a younger person, as an older person, you give yourself advice.
Yeah.
My advice to me as a younger person would be live your life for you.
Yes.
Do not live your life for the opposite sex. Which I did a lot of.
Yeah.
I did.
That's good.
And you don't have to totally self-actualize, but you can just be more aware of what you want and need? What are your interests? Instead of like going, oh, the boys love to windsurf. That's what I'm doing. You know, it's like, you know what? I want to play the drums and that's what I'm going to do. It's not because like.
You think girls who are drummers are hot. Yeah.
Yeah. You're not following a pack of people.
Yes.
Because the opposite sex is going in a certain direction. That's where you're going. They're going this way. You want to be with them. So you're going to go with them. You're almost like Haynes, like, people. Like that, what do you call it? His pack groupies? Of people?
Yeah. Groupies?
His pack, his groupies. And she is not a groupie. She is an older woman who is doing her thing and has a mind of her own.
Okay.
And that's maybe what attracted this to him.
This is a trend because people are seeking people that don't give two shits about what other people think. Like the confidence level, like they want... Confidence is sexy.
Yeah,
that's the whole
so.
Idea behind this trend of seeking older. Is that younger men that are attracted to older women?
Yeah.
Do you think it's the same for younger women that are attracted to older men?
Well, because I mean, I think
is
it's
that
a
what
new,
attracts them?
I think it's a new idea because usually you hear of younger women and older men. There's not usually.
So what's the term for that? Because there's no such thing as a cougar. Men aren't cougars. What are we calling them?
They don't have one because it's so.
Because
it's
not
taboo.
It's. Are you kidding? It is so. It's very common. What are the younger women looking for when they're seeking older men?
Security.
Exactly. In the form
financial
of
security.
Money.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what they're after. What is the term? Because I was like...
There is a term for younger... What?
I want to call them hound dogs. I think that's what we should call older men that seek out younger women. Because that's what I mean, I think it goes both ways. I think there's creature older men seeking out younger women. And I think that there's younger women seeking out older men simply because of the financial security.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe there's attraction. I don't know.
Well, like I said, I think that Haynes and maybe some younger men are attracted to the independence of an older woman. Mm-hmm. Independence in many ways. And I think Haynes is attracted to Solin because she is not a groupie and she is independent and doing her own thing. And maybe hasn't really met someone like her up to this point.
Yeah.
So
he shows up at the art gallery. They have an excuse to go hang out for the day and hide away from the world. They do. They kind of divulge a lot of like intimate things.
They do. And just that little afternoon.
Yeah. And he admits that it is really hard to trust people. Yeah. So they both have trust issues. Valerie's like dying right now.
I look over. Valerie's like asleep.
I can't have a glass of wine and a hard cider.
And a dance session. She's like
she's struggling.
Bent. All right. She'll put her two cents in where they are every once in a while.
We'll just poke her and be like, hey, Val.
Yeah, don't you think so? Is that right?
If I start snoring in the back.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that right, Valerie? Oh, yeah.
I can't sit still. If I sit still, I fall asleep. That's true, even if I'm like totally wide awake.
Yeah.
So,
just walk.
I know I should. Get up and walk around.
Well, I think that, Solin sends her daughter Izzy off to.
Before we talk about want to talk about just like this moment of them sharing their intimate, like, biggest fears, which is like,
oh yeah,
I don't think that's first date.
It's not.
And so it was shocking to me. Like they both share that they have trust issues, and her trust issues are surrounding. You know, she was nice. She had to be so nice about the cheating and she had to forgive him. But he was in love and he left her. And that's the worst thing that can ever happen when you open yourself up to someone, is that they can hurt. They can hurt you.
Yeah.
And so it's really hard. And that's a huge thing. And she's like, I'm not going to do that. And you're crazy to think that that's a safe thing. And I think that's one of the scariest.
Yeah. I think so. I was reading this one thing, and it's a dating trend. And so I don't know if this is true or not, so people can comment. But apparently Gen Zers are more likely to do this, like the way that they date is they actually do, they do a quick overshare at the beginning. Not everyone who is a Gen Zer dating, but they'll do a quick, like super overshare as a dating strategy just to see if they think they can handle each other's sensitivities and weak points or whatever like that. So like it's so he's of that generation. He's a Gen Zer and you know, so that is a common dating.
I can't remember if he
strategy kind of, for Gen Z.
I can't remember if he starts that conversation or if she does.
I think he takes the teaser because he started like prodding, like, well, let's, and she's like, oh no. If he's like, let's be vulnerable with each other. And she's like, no, being vulnerable is stupid. And then she ends up being super vulnerable.
Yeah. I mean, he starts talking about how he has trust issues because of his dad. And I can't even remember the details.
They don't go into that much, I don't feel like.
But he's like, well, what's the two people with trust issues, what's the worst thing that could happen? Mm-hmm. And then she's like, well, we could really hurt each other. You know?
Yeah.
They kind of do. She's practical about it. And then it gets sexy, sexy, hottie, hottie
times. Oh, yeah. It's steamy there for 1 second, but then
she's like, breaks.
Yeah. She's like, I could be your mother. And she could.
Doesn't somebody come to the door? No.
The phone rings. Landline phone.
Oh yeah.
I'm like, oh, I didn't know anyone had those. So he leaves just before her daughter gets back, but the daughter and the mom, they're so close that she immediately knows like something is off.
Yeah. She's like, oh, your cheeks are so rosy.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
what's going on? What have you been up to?
Yeah. So she's like, I barely dodged that bullet. And then he leaves his watch behind, and I said, on purpose. That's such a good move.
Oh, absolutely,
it's a good move.
Yes, and he does. He invites, like, he's like, you should come on tour with me. Like, you have nothing to sell at your gallery.
Yeah, I bought it all. And Izzy's on, like, at summer camp.
Yeah, she's going to be gone to summer camp, so you have no excuses.
I felt butterflies for her when she's, like, when she decides to go and she's on the plane. I mean, I think that was a pretty, like, at that moment in the movie where she makes that choice.
Yeah.
And she's on the plane and you can tell she's thinking about it. And for her, I had butterflies because that anticipation of, you know, she's like feeling that.
What
heat
kind of things would be going through your head?
I'm guessing you're also visualizing having sex with the person too.
You're
going there for a reason, right? I mean, she's going there to probably have sex with him. And so she's probably visualizing all that stuff. And that's pretty sexy. Like, you know, like, so in my mind, sitting on that plane and the whole process of getting there, I had butterflies for her. I was like, oh my gosh, this is really intense. Like that.
That's funny because I am thinking like, this would be like the equivalent of me going on a summer long vacation with my son and his friends.
What?
That's all I could think. Because essentially, like, my son's that age and he's just hanging out with his friends singing or in front of groups of people.
But that is after. They have some real sexy time.
But he's going on tour, and he's going to be going from city to city to city. And when you're on tour, you're like with your bandmates, and she's going to be hanging out with them. I would be like, do I really like, I would feel like I would be babysitting.
Yes.
You were, but you would get the honor, I'd be down.
But you have to. I mean, that is if you're going with your son. I mean, if you're going with your lover, that's a whole other thing, because you are motivated and excited and gives you energy that you've never thought you had.
Yeah, I just would. I personally, I just would struggle with that.
Well, I just went on a long trip with my son, and I get it.
That's right. You sure did.
I get that. I get feeling tired about that. But it's a whole other thing when you are the anticipation, first of all.
Yeah.
She's going to have sex with this. She's going to do it. She's thinking about it. There is no doubt that they're going to have sex. So she's on the plane.
Yeah.
She's visualizing it. Because when she gets there, she's wearing a very sexy dress that's fairly see-through. She takes off her coat. She goes, walks into his hotel room. She takes off her coat. And there's not a lot of talking. There's some sexy words that are between them. And then they get very physical pretty fast. And it's because she has been visualizing that the whole way there.
Well, yeah. I mean, that'd be pretty hot.
It is hot.
I just personally, I'm so not attracted.
Get over that.
To people that are, my children's age.
You got to think of him
as... I can't.
But then she's in, and they are having so much fun. The sex is good. They're having a lot of, they're enjoying each other. She's having fun on the tour. It's a lot of work, but I mean, that energy that comes from all of that, I think is it stimulates her and she has a good time.
Yeah.
But then
they have to present themselves to everyone else. Because she does have to be around him
in the group, but they are trying to not making it public. Like as far as
but
outside of the
about their small boy band group, and so they're calling her the art consultant, because he needs an art consultant. But it's pretty clear to everyone that that's just a cover story, immediately.
Well, especially the other boys and their girls. Because
they've got their girls along, too.
Yeah.
And then it all kind of comes to a head when they're in, where are they, France or something?
They're in Paris.
Paris.
Mm-hmm.
At this beautiful villa. Ugh. And she sees all of the young girls out by the pool, so she decides to go out and hang out with them, social. And I feel like she took things a little too personally.
Mm-hmm,
I agree. Yeah, in that moment. Mm-hmm. That would have been a hard moment, though.
Yeah, especially when she said she has problems with trust.
Mm-hmm.
So she's going to...
She covers herself head to toe. She's full on.
Which is ridiculous because she's got probably a more beautiful body than any of the girls that were there. But, that kind of contradicts what we're saying in a way too, that older women, have the confidence, because she loses it there.
Mm-hmm.
When she's sitting next to her. Sitting next to the young girls in their beautiful bodies, she was a little,
But I feel like, I mean, I can relate to that. Like, I remember when I was 20 something and, before having kids and stuff, very different stuff happening. And it's
I don't think I ever felt confident with my body. I don't never have.
And I think that's the vast majority of women.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
Because even your older self telling your younger self, like, hey, you haven't had babies yet. Enjoy.
Yeah, show enjoy that off. I wish I could go back and tell my younger self. Yeah. Yes. Strut your stuff because it's hot. Later on, not so much.
You don't have a saggy belly. Enjoy it. It's tight. No stretch marks.
Right? Yeah.
It's for your pleasure.
But so, like, I get it because, like, that's such a hard thing for girls, women. There's a lot of self-consciousness around our bodies, even though we're confident in every other way. It's really hard. So I was like, even though that might not have felt true to her character, because she was so confident in other ways.
Yeah.
I think that's just a very universally female issue.
Well, I do too. I mean, and there's, we've talked about this before, but you presented that idea that beauty pageants were purposely became
a way to let women compete against each other and hold each other to impossible beauty standards so that we can continuously keep each other down.
Yeah.
And that's not helping anyone.
No.
Because, like, what's the point of a beauty pageant? Like, who runs these? Who owns these? Who judges these? Who decides who wins? It's men.
Men.
And why do we allow them to tell us what's right and wrong? You know?
And they're the one that's telling us whether our bodies are beautiful or not. You know, what is a beautiful body?
Yeah.
Is it supposed to look like Barbie or,
but it's very effective. It's very effective at making us feel like crap and bringing each other down when we should.
And it doesn't matter what body type is in style. I certainly am glad that it's not like the anorexic like
the 90s trend.
Yeah.
The 60s trend,
body.
90s trend. It'll probably every 30 years things retrend and cycle.
Yeah.
When are we going to learn from it?
That curvy women are, you know, that body style is in. But it still creates, the thing is like nobody has the perfect body. You know, there's always the skinny girls who want to have curves. There's always the curvy girls who want to be skinny. It's just like the point is that you just need to embrace what your body is and enjoy it, because ultimately, once again, men, I think, just want a female body.
It doesn't matter.
It's true. So why are we doing this to each other?
Yes, they're just like... Without being crude, they're like, I just want to, you know what?
I just want
with
the
that
TNA.
Body. Yes, I just want TNA with a female body.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be perfect.
No, because guess what? Perfection doesn't exist.
So ladies, girls, remember, if you're a female, men will love you.
If you're comfortable wearing a swimsuit that goes from your wrist to your ankle, that's fine.
And I'm going to say this too.
If you're comfortable wearing a pasty swimsuit, then fine.
Yes. But just be happy with your body, because whatever sex you want to love you will love you. Whether it's male or female or something in between, it doesn't matter. Just appreciate your body and you, and
because it can do amazing things.
Yes, it can.
Yeah, and that's what matters.
I'm surprised by my body every day.
I love it.
It's a new day.
I love it. so she's sitting out there covered from head to toe with these 20-something-year-old girls and their, you know, boy band boyfriends, and they're making some backhanded remarks to just really make her feel small.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, it really gets under her skin. They were talking about his fuckboy move. how he dedicated that song to her.
Oh, that did it.
And that's what really cut her.
Yeah.
And she got up and she excused herself as, you know, kindly, you know, as inconspicuously as possible.
And then Hayden's like, where is Solin? And so he goes back in the room and she's packing up, getting ready to go. Because she's doesn't want to be hurt, doesn't want, like, the dishonesty. But I thought she made too much of it.
But the truth of the matter is, it's like, you know what? All of my friends know about you.
Yeah.
And yet, you are hiding me from everyone.
Yeah.
And I feel like you're ashamed of me when I'm trying to let you be a part of my life.
Yes.
And you know, I mean, he's got to feel
that's what Haynes says to Solin. And, you know, I think she made too much of a big deal of it because you're right. Like, he had a valid point and she didn't need to be so upset by that one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, it breaks them apart for the moment. She says she doesn't feel like this relationship is right for her.
Yeah.
So she goes back to California.
Yeah.
And Haynes has to finish the tour without her.
But while they were in a restaurant in Paris, someone snatched a picture.
There were some pictures snapped in various places. They start popping up all over.
Mm-hmm.
And then Solène's daughter, Izzy, of course, hears about it.
Yeah.
And people at the camp, her peers at the camp are making fun of her.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes her feel bad. So then when Solène goes to pick her up, Izzy confronts her and says, hey.
I was kind of like the comments that people were making as she before she went to Izzy.
Yeah.
Like,
that was weird.
Did you think was weird?
I think so.
I can't really imagine walking up to somebody and just blasting my opinion. I can see that happening on the privacy of the internet.
Yeah.
But I would never go up to another human.
I don't know. That would
be on the internet. I wouldn't do that in any circumstance. And but yes, they're like saying things like, you're my hero. Or like, my daughter's had a crush on him since she was like 10 years old.
Are you so-and-so? Are you seeing so-and-so?
She's so heartbroken.
Yeah. Well, I would hope that humans weren't that rude.
Yeah, but
normally.
I think.
Is this a movie or is this what people
do? Yeah, what do you think?
I hope not. I hope that people
are. Did you think that was like realistic? Do people make those kind of comments? Like, does that happen in real life? Let's just look at an example. Like, when Ashton Kutcher and Demi Moore, they were married. Did people blast comments?
Yeah.
Left and right about that?
I mean, after a while, I think it just gets old, so it's not as
probably.
Much. And I think that's what Haynes was trying to say, is just, you know, write it out. It'll pass.
It'll calm down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it's really hard for her because she has a daughter who's trying to maintain normalcy in a high school. And so I think that's really hard for Solin to keep this relationship going based on the fame that he has.
Yeah. And that aspect, I think, was well done because I really empathized for just how that turned their life upside down and what that must be like to be in the public eye.
Oh, yeah.
And have the scrutiny and the comments, whether they're positive or negative, it doesn't matter. It's hard. It's a lot to take.
Being that popular and that recognizable would be really difficult.
Mm-hmm.
I would never want it.
No. No. But, yeah. The whole thing, I mean, did you feel like it was hypocritical of people to be picking them apart because of their age difference?
Yeah.
What did you think about that?
No, I think it is. I mean, once again, why does somebody else's business matter to you?
Yeah.
I know he's famous, but who cares? You know, ultimately, who cares what that person is doing? You don't know them, and you don't
know their circumstances.
No. So you don't, your opinion really doesn't count.
Yeah. Yeah. There's some quote about the internet, like the greatest crime of the internet is it's equalizing us across, our life experience across all ages.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's created this platform for us to think that our opinions are all valid when they're really not facts. They're just fluff.
Yeah. I mean, it's not, I don't think it's very fair to, I don't even know what I'm saying.
It's not.
I'm just talking. I don't think it's fair. Life is not fair. It sucks. It's not fair, everybody. Just remember that.
Yeah. But yeah, it's not for us to decide what is right or wrong for other people.
Yes. Thank you.
That's what you're saying. Yeah.
Thank you for finishing my thought.
Oh my gosh.
I hate it. I was like left out here in the air without a thought. I'm like, I know I had a valid thought happening. It was happening in my brain and then suddenly it disappeared. It dissipated into the universe.
So do you think, why do so many people get irked though? Like, why does someone else's happiness piss people off? Why do they feel like they have to?
Jealousy.
Is that what it is?
I think it's jealousy. Mm. And it's not just I don't think it's just jealousy and that I wish I was that person. It's just, look, somebody's happy and I'm not.
So I'm going to bring them down.
That pisses me off. Yeah. Mm. And then look, she's dating a really hot, famous, rich, young guy.
Yeah.
That also
he should be mine.
Yeah. Yes. Why is he dating mine?
Yeah.
I'll take him too.
Right. Well, I think that's something to really if you find yourself being stuck on upset about someone else's happiness, I think that's a really good canary bird for you to say, what's going on with me? Why am I angry? And why am I making these negative comments? Mm-hmm. Reflect.
Yeah. I listened to this guy, on some podcast the other day.
Yeah.
And he was talking about having negative thoughts about people and how you can get stuck in a rut with feeling those negative thoughts and having those self talks that are toxic and negative, and they only get worse. So if you're feeling frustrated with somebody and you feel like they did you wrong and you start that self talk about you can't get it out of your head. I don't know why they did that to me. Why did that happen? I can't believe it. I was so good to them, blah, blah, blah. But then it only makes it worse. It becomes
you're cementing that idea that you were wronged and now you're the victim. And now you can just go down this whole rabbit hole of negativity
and
get stuck there.
It goes into a black hole
and
you get stuck down there. But
he
started saying, every time that he starts going there, he thinks about something he really loves or something that makes him really happy. So he switches the negative thoughts for positive ones.
That's right.
And so then you're switching your brain to start doing the opposite. Once you start thinking about that those negative thoughts about that person, you automatically start thinking positive.
So I kind of came across something very similar, and it was more about does venting help? Because everyone talks this situation that I was just in and it really upset me and I need to go to another person and I just need to get it off my chest and talk about it. And that'll help dissipate those negative thoughts and that negative energy. And I can just move on. Mm-hmm. But actually the research was saying it doesn't. Mm-hmm. All it does is help for that. You know, mostly what we're doing when we're venting is seeking for someone to say, yeah, you're right. Yeah. Yeah, you didn't deserve that, which only further cements that negativity.
Yeah.
And they, I mean,
because
they were saying
positive reinforcement.
Yes,
in a way.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And so it's really not helpful. The things that are helpful is like, you know, going for a walk.
Yeah.
Going and exercising, taking a deep breath, journaling positive thoughts or having positive mantras, like getting yourself out of that negative energy. And I just think like this movie, that ultimately is what broke them apart, is the negativity. There was so much of it. They had people storming their house. Yeah. There was paparazzi, that the daughter couldn't go to school. And that's what broke Celine. She said, I can't put my daughter through this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she's like, it's not worth it. The biggest love of my life is yeah. going to be my daughter.
Yeah.
And it's not worth, you know, hurting her.
As it should be.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So they did. They broke up. And Valerie is dead to the world. It's pretty funny. I bet we
I could poke her. Oh. Yeah.
Uh-huh. She'll just occasionally add a uh-huh.
Yeah. So it's kind of a bummer because they had great chemistry.
They did. They were cute.
They were really cute. They were, yeah. They did a great job.
Yeah.
The two of them.
Valerie's going to add it. Yeah.
Just so cute.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Definitely. Yeah. Definitely, yeah. They were cute, yeah. Definitely,
like,
yeah.
I was rooting for them. I was like.
I was too.
And it was cute. At the end, like, they found a way. Like, she brought him into her life. She shared him with her family and her friends. They found a way to get away from that negative, mm-hmm. like, energy out there, like, all across the internet and media. And they just got to be.
Yeah.
But it didn't change the fact that her daughter continued to get teased.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. she can change, like where she goes.
Who has access yeah. to her cell phone number. How.
But her daughter doesn't, so.
Yeah. Yeah, it's totally. So she ends up breaking up with him. And I kind of, you know, like, should we talk about, like, how we think this is going to go, the real.
Yeah.
Down the line. The yeah. realistic, how realistic this was. Would they
so
have
we're leaving
together?
It and that they break up. So
yeah.
do we don't know if that stays and she
we
ends
do.
Up just
I mean,
working.
It's a love story. It's a romance.
Yeah,
they're going to get back together.
Yeah, we don't want to give away the end.
We're not going to. But, I mean, we always know that the love interests get together. Otherwise,
well,
it wouldn't be a romance.
Don't. I mean, because if you read the book, you would be thinking the movie ends up one way.
Yeah,
the movie is totally different than the book. So I may have given
read
that away just
and
saying,
watched,
by saying that.
Which one did you like better?
Well, I like certain things about each one.
Yeah.
I mean, the ending, of course, I want a happy ending. So I'm not going to tell you which
really?
One has the happy ending.
Okay, so you'll have to read and watch and decide mm-hmm. for yourself. But in the movie, which is what we're reviewing, we're going to say that they get together because that's how romance works. How realistic was it that they got together? I think, my opinion, he was so refreshed by the fact that she wasn't enamored by him, mm-hmm. and he was just a regular person.
Yeah.
And got treated like a regular person.
Yes.
And he wanted to be a regular person. And
yeah.
I think that he found, I mean, not only was she beautiful, but she treated him.
Yeah.
Like in a humane way.
Yeah.
Cause I just feel like celebrities, man, it's like, might as well be going to the zoo.
Oh, I know.
And watching them like little caged animals.
The worst thing.
What's that?
I think being a celebrity would be awful.
It's definitely not for everyone. Maybe, I don't know, maybe some of them enjoy it, but definitely not for me. But yeah, I
me
think for him,
either.
Yeah. Realistically, I think he would find her really attractive. I think that it was probably more difficult for her
mm-hmm.
to find him attractive.
Yeah.
Just because she's so comfortable with and happy in her life.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
So they had a lot to overcome too, because she had some very real trust issues.
Yeah. I think I need to put tape on my eyelids.
Why?
Valerie is making me tired over there. I need to put, you know, toothpicks between my eyelids so they stay awake.
Do you want me to? I can go. Have you guys ever had when you go to get your eyes examined at the doctor's and they force your eyes open?
Yeah.
With those, like.
Yes.
Oh, my eyeballs hurt just thinking about doing that.
Pelvic exam, you know, yeah.
The pelvic exam of eyeballs?
Eyeballs, yes.
Is that what you're thinking? I'm Valerie. What kind of exams are you on?
I had a pelvic exam of the eyeball.
They put the toothpicks in.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know. You've got some sort of like, you know, Milwaukeean thing going on over there, toothpicks or whatever.
I had one eye doctor like flip my eyelids inside out to try to keep them open. It was the most painful thing
I've ever had. Oh my God. Are you serious?
Did you always have those kids who used to flip them up just to gross you out?
Oh my gosh, no.
Yeah, that was a thing in my elementary school. It doesn't hurt that bad.
It does.
I wasn't that kid, but I was.
Well, I know. I did know kids that did that. You know, they're like, look at this.
Yes, they're like,
can you do this? They flip their eyelids inside out.
They do.
I mean, you know, we all have to perfect our dating techniques.
Yeah, wouldn't that be funny? We met somebody.
Hey.
Hi. My name is Simon. Look at what I can do.
Look at me.
Let's go out to dinner.
I wish dating was like that. That's awesome.
You're like, I am so happy you can do that. I have always wanted to be with
someone that could flip their eyelids.
Let's breed.
Okay, what is your weird thing you can do?
I don't know. I don't have one.
What? You could do the roll with your tongue thing?
Yeah.
Ben can do a four-leaf clover with his lip, yeah. With his tongue.
So that's genetic. Yeah, I can't do that.
Wait, this? Are you guys talking about this?
No. It's like you ripple your tongue again.
It's genetic. None of us can do it. We're not that cool.
You ripple your tongue again, so it's like...
Yeah, it's like a little, like the edges of a lettuce leaf.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
Wow. To me. That's interesting. Yeah.
Some people can do it, but...
Ben can. I don't know about the boys.
Well, that's Ben's trick, but
it's not mine.
I
can stick my tongue in my ear.
Arr, look at me.
I can pick my nose with my tongue.
No, I can't do that.
Oh my God. I love that.
That would be quite the trick.
Our cool tricks are tongue related. All of them. I can do a handstand with my tongue.
Wow.
My tongue is not talented.
Well, I can comb my hair with my tongue.
I have no tongue talent.
I can give myself a pedicure with my tongue.
No, this is real. I can unwrap a Starburst wrapper with my tongue, like in no time at all, or tie the cherry stone.
Oh, wow, yeah, that's impressive.
So there's my tongue talent.
All right.
That's legit. Okay. Well, I digress.
All right. Yes. That's tongue talk.
Okay. So realistically, would they have ever gotten together?
No.
I mean, unless they were there and somebody was not paying attention and she needed to go. I mean, the likelihood is very, very slim.
The idea of a celebrity getting together with a civilian.
With a commoner.
A commoner. I mean.
A peasant.
So I was reading like, you know, stupid doom scrolling crap. And I was like, oh, because I always thought that being a celebrity married to another celebrity, so you're both constantly being scrutinized in the public eye, would just be so challenging. So I'm like, I think the only way for a celebrity to like have a long-term relationship is to marry a commoner.
Yeah.
So there you go.
And I think
celebrities marry commoners because you'll have a better life.
Well, and actually, so like Matt Damon, like he talks about that. And same with Matthew McConaughey.
Okay.
Like the two of them married commoners.
Well, I wouldn't say their wives are commoners.
Well, they're gorgeous. Very, but, you know, they weren't like celebrity level.
Love the romance stories where it's like the famous rich guy, you know, goes for the chubby commoner.
Does it happen?
In romance
books. Oh, yeah, in a romance novel.
Definitely a thing.
Yeah, like, you know, where they're like, he's perfect in every way. But even though she's really weird.
Even though she can do a handstand with her
tongue. And socially unacceptable. She scares small children. Even though, you know, he finds all of that beautiful and interesting and quirky. Yeah, I think some romance novels just get written like that because women want to believe that, you know, well,
anything's possible.
How many men are going to like really pay attention to the quirky chubby girl? None. They're all going to be, it's a rare man to see past physical beauty. I mean, that just seems pretty to, I know that sounds really negative, but sometimes I feel that way.
No, that's a fair feeling. I get that.
Yeah.
I mean, especially like if you're wealthy or famous and you can have the prettiest girl around, why would you?
You can find a pretty girl who's sweet just as easily as you can find a sweet girl who's not pretty. But here's the thing, too. I mean, a girl who's not the prettiest girl in the room has developed a lot, you know, potentially could have
probably
developed.
Probably really funny.
More.
She's
and
very
incredibly intelligent.
And she's very sweet. She gives all of her money to charity. Yeah. This is why she needs a rich man.
Yeah, no, it's a thing.
So, I mean, but for the initial meetup, that's not the, you know, the meet cue. It's probably not how, you know, how it's not going to go. But like, I don't know. I find funny guys like, man, if a guy has a great sense of humor, he's super attractive to me.
Which is why men don't wear makeup, because they don't have to make themselves look any better. Because we can see past superficial. I'm just saying, they don't have male makeup products.
Those are my kryptonites. My kryptonites are, like, if you are just a really nice, good person, or if you're really funny, like, those are my kryptonites. Like, those are the things that I
have. Yeah, but you're a chick, so. Where are we going?
Okay, back to our stuff.
So, how long will their relationship last? We are struggling.
I don't think very long, because he's going to probably want to have babies at some point.
Yeah.
You think?
Giving things away,
we know they're getting together. I've established this.
Okay.
Because it's a romance movie.
Well, do they stay together?
Yeah, what do you think? One day, 3 months, 2 years, 7 years, 25
to
life?
Well, they've already waited a period of time. I'd say they will be together 25 to life.
Well, I guess her life's not going to be that much longer.
Oh, God! Yeah. 40 is not.
I just totally
what are you talking about me?
She's 45. She's got to get
Yeah, years thanks, back. Valerie, for pointing out that I'm 55.
No,
I've only got 10 more years left.
So when I think of it this way, I always like to think, did they develop a strong friendship first?
Not really.
Because if they haven't done that key step before moving to the romantic part, then I'm never going to give them 25 to life.
They did not establish that before they got romantic.
No, they got romantic.
I'm going to give them 2 years.
They had a little moment where they divulged some personal stuff, but I don't think that's enough to be what you're saying.
Yeah, I agree.
To give them that foundation, I don't think so.
No. So I'm going to give them 2 years, actually.
All right.
Yeah.
Because, yeah.
So you're a realist. That's great.
Yeah. No, I actually would give them 2 years, too.
What did I say, 25 to life?
You said 25 to life.
I'm going to stick with it.
Okay. How spicy was it?
Pretty good.
It was pretty spicy. It was
cayenne. I thought they were hot together.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought they were pretty hot together too.
And
there were some sexy times for sure.
Mm-hmm. They looked like they were the same age.
Yeah, they did.
So, and you got it going on. I didn't write down my favorite line.
I didn't write down.
There was one.
Oh, my favorite. No, I did write down my favorite. The daughter said to the mom after they broke up.
Oh, yeah.
When she was really upset about it, because she was like, I was okay. I would be fine with you dating him. I'm just not okay with you lying about it. Then she makes a point, like, why would you break up with a talented, kind feminist? Which I thought was adorable.
Yeah.
That's probably my favorite line.
I can't remember who says this to who or in what context, but I wrote down my favorite line.
Okay. Let's see if we figure it out.
It says, with you, I feel everything.
It's probably
Solan to Haynes, right?
Yeah. Well, that's her whole thing with the painting is everything. I feel everything in it.
I feel everything.
And then so then it becomes like their thing.
I don't know why I wrote that down. I mean, I like it, but when I went back on my notes, I'm like, I don't.
Because it was a beautiful moment when Anne Hathaway says that for the first time. Yeah. It's very touching.
Sometimes as I'm watching a movie, I just write stuff down and I go back. I'm like, what does that mean?
Welcome to my life.
Your Love by the Outfield. And I think it's a song about an older woman falling in love with a younger man. And then I said, bombastic side eye.
Mrs. Robinson.
And I don't know what that comment means at all. Like, what was I thinking when I wrote that?
I don't know.
I can't make heads or tails of it. Is this story engaging?
Yeah, it's really cute.
It was really cute. Do we care about or like the characters?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I think they did a great job. Yeah. I would say mom, sis. I'd even say, honey, come watch this movie with me.
Honey.
It's good. You're going to love it.
Honey.
I wouldn't be embarrassed to watch it in front of my...
No, I probably wouldn't either.
Highly recommend.
I would recommend it too.
It's cute.
Yeah. So, well, yeah. What are we going to talk about next? I don't know. I can't.
I did love the book. Also, we just reviewed the movie, and the book is also good.
Mm.
It doesn't follow the movie closely.
Okay.
I mean, it does. I mean, I say very closely, but there are things that are not similar. So be prepared for that if you've read the book and you want to see the movie.
Okay.
Good call.
We're going to read for next month. Mm-hmm. And I'm really excited. I haven't read this yet. Red, White, and Royal Blue.
By Casey McQuiston.
Uh-huh. And for some reason, I think they made it into a movie or something. I don't know. I'm making that up now. But I'm excited to read that one.
You okay, Brittany?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My eyes are wanting to close, though.
It's bedtime. All right, we're going to go to bed. So read up so you can, like, know what we're talking about, maybe.
Yeah,
and then send us love stories. Go to website so that you can...
Give us 5 stars. Is it 5 or 4? Give us as many stars as you possibly can.
And following us, like following the podcast... So that you can, you know, get notifications when new episodes come out and send us love stories. That's what I really like.
I love that too.
Probably
please.
My favorite thing.
Me
Absolutely.
Too.
So thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
XOXO.
Good night.
Good night. Literally good night.